Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. It's not so live. It's pre-recorded, but it is what it is. All right. I got an email from a guy who is in a bad relationship. Shocker, here in the West. Bad relationships. Oh, no. He did not specify if it was like a girlfriend or wife kind of thing. I don't even know what state this person was in, so I don't know if it's a common law thing. And I'm just covering the question he asked me in the email. It's like, when is a good time to break it off? Or why should I break it off? Can you please, you know, put together a video out there to let men know when enough is enough and it's not fucking worth it anymore? Because this individual is stuck in a very bad place, and it revolves around kids being present, and he stayed way too long, and he's gonna probably pay the price for the rest of his days because of it.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
Now, there's a lot of guys out there who enter into all kinds of relationships willy-nilly. They don't really think about what they're doing or why they're doing it. They just listening to the little head, and quite literally, it leads them directly into the pit where the serpent lives. All right? Nothing good happens when you're in that mindset. Just so you guys know this, okay? All right, so the things I put together for a get the hell out of the relationship. Now, I've done this before in the past. I put together a generic video. I believe I did it in the first 2 years I started doing this. I'm not going to just refer to that. I'm going to actually retouch upon many of the things that, quite frankly, in my opinion, should warrant a instant removal from the situation. All right. Number one, and this should be the first one on every man's list, because respect for men and respect we give each other is very important. We have fought duels. We have killed each other over respect and honor. It's a big thing in our book. If you're in a relationship and you are not respected, all right, and this can be proven in many different ways, and I'll touch on some of them going down the list. But if you feel like you are not being respected, all right, yes, you can ask some questions to find out what's going on. If she doesn't communicate, listen, men are not going to tolerate disrespect, especially for long periods of time. Now, granted, every man encounters disrespect every now and again. We handle it in our own different ways, but we do not, as a man, do not tolerate disrespect on the regular. All right, number two. She gets pissed when you are right. If you are in a fight or a disagreement or an argument, and every time you stay on point and you prove your case, and then at the end she's always pissed, not the woman for you. All right? Typically, women that get pissed when you are right are women that believe they're always right, they can do nothing wrong. They're living in Disney World Princess Land. You don't need that in your life. It's only going to take you down even a darker road in the future. Number three, Constant appeasement. If you always feel like you're walking on eggshells around this woman, or if you are always bringing flowers and appeasing this woman, not only will she not respect you, but any respect she might have had for you is going to quickly go the way of the dodo bird, and it's over. All right? Don't live your life walking around on goddamn eggshells. It's just not worth it. I don't care how perfect the titties are. I don't care if she could do backward cheetah flips on your Johnson. It doesn't matter. All right? It doesn't matter. In the end of the day, you don't want to be stuck in the cycle of endless appeasement. All right. Four. Now, this also touches on disrespect up here on number one, but disloyal and betrayal. I'll cover them both together. All right. Now, there are a couple ways where you could test this disloyalty and betrayal thing. And it's simply this. You tell them something, and then you convey to them how important it is that they don't tell anyone else. All right, it doesn't have to be important. It could be relatively benign. But if you tell your significant other something and you say, please don't tell anyone, and then you later find out that she told a girlfriend or a friend of yours finds out on the grapevine of stuff that's going on, you don't need that person in your life. All right, because if you say, hey, this is important, don't tell anyone, and they go running their mouth, they don't respect you. All right, and if you find out and you forgive them for it, guess what that leads to? Even more disrespect. All right, that has to be, you have to stick to this one. All right, now betrayal. Now, typically the betrayals that I've had in my life were pretty significant, like cheating, infidelity, other, exclusion of certain things. You know, as the person who's betrayed, it is up to you to decide if you have or have not been betrayed or not. Don't allow anyone else to tell you yes or no you were betrayed, because they don't fucking know. And if you fall for that, you're not respecting yourself either. Okay, those are big in my book right here, disloyal and betrayal. All right, because if you're going to have a woman in your life on the regular, you want faithfulness, which is exceedingly rare today. All right, keep that in the back of your mind. Next on the list, number six, they want you to do things you don't agree with. There's all kinds of studies out there about women wanting to open up relationships or open up marriages so they can basically enjoy the carousel and have you pay the bills, because that's exactly what she's asking. Is she wants to have complete sexual freedom, and then you're going to sit here or stay behind and pay all the bills to make it all possible. Most men don't agree with that. And shocker, most of the time, any relationship that goes this route implodes. But this could be many different things, i.e. if you are a Christian and they want you to stop being a Christian, that's probably not going to work out. All right? It could be anything. Anything you don't agree with, if they want you to partake in that activity and go against what you will and will not do or what you believe in, they're not respecting you. Number one, they're gone. Number seven, you do not like what you have become while in the relationship. If one day you get up to shave your face, and you look at that face in the mirror and you don't like what you see and you don't respect what you see because of nothing but, giving in, giving up territory, always appeasing, being the yes man, You are setting yourself up for a complete and total failure at the end of your life. All right, you don't need... You have to like and respect the man that you are. All right, if you do not do those two things, you're not going to really be able to maintain a relationship. And two, you won't be able to find one. And number three, you know, if you don't like what you've become and you're stuck in that world, that leads to suicide. All right? You don't want to be that guy. It's not worth it. Be the man you aim to be and be proud of yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror. And don't ever allow a woman to take that away from you, ever. Number eight, you're carrying both sides of the relationship. All right, you can go on Reddit. There's all kinds of other I'm not the asshole stories about guys who are working, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a week. They have a stay-at-home woman, and she does fuck all. So meaning you work all those hours, and you still have to do all of the heavy lifting for the family at night and on the weekends, and all they do is sit there and take money, eat your food, don't contribute anything in any way, shape, or form. You don't need that in your life. That person is called a parasite. And usually in the animal kingdom, parasites are severely frowned upon. All right. All right. Number nine. They insist that you change to be with them. All right. So what they're basically telling you when they tell you this is they don't like who you are and they want you to be somebody else. All right, now, I'm not talking about giving up like drugs and alcohol if it's a problem for you. All right? I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, hey, you need to go to anger management. That doesn't fall into this at all. I mean, it's one thing to demand, you know, you be this way to be with her, and another for them being concerned about your well-being and not wanting to remain in this craziness. And you should be the same way about it, too. It goes both ways. Number 10. They are only happy when you go all out. Meaning, and I've said this many times, keeping up with the Joneses and the Jamals. All right. You are getting yourself into relationship, and you're always getting the nagging about how somebody's friend just got the new Cadillac. Why can't you get her the new Cadillac? They just moved to the big house. Why can't you do the same thing? You can't live your life like that. You just cannot live your life going at 110%, 100% of the time. It's not healthy for you, her, anybody, the entire family. It's just not gonna work out. All right. You don't have to go all out. Be genuine. If that isn't good enough, take the hint and move on with your life. Number 11, communication. All right, communication is exceptionally important, especially after the honeymoon phase is gone. Usually that's obliterated roughly 2 years or less. All right. If you don't have communication, they're looking for the next feels. And quite frankly, so will you probably. All right. Now, being in a long-term relationship, now I'm no expert at this. All right, I've never really been good at it, so you can take this with a grain of salt. But if you can't communicate, you're doomed. Once you stop dick thinking, you get sick of her shit, it's over. Just accept it now. All right? Number 12, feminist mindset in any way, shape, or form. There are a lot of women out there, especially when they hit the epiphany phase around 28, 29, who decide, you know, I really want to lock down a man. So they go full chameleon. They put up the facade that, you know, they're, you know, conservative. They want to get married. They even, like, will make up going to church and stuff. And it's nothing but a huge setup for the cash and prizes if you marry this woman. Feminists don't like to stay married. They want to be the man in the relationship. That's what feminism is teaching the young ladies here. Well, relationship takes two. If one wants to act like they have a scrotum and the other one does have a scrotum, it doesn't matter if it physically exists or not. That's one scrotum too many in the relationship. All right? And ask the questions and see if you get the feminist answers. If you get the feminist answers, I'm highly advising you to just walk on. Look for something else because it's not going to work out for you. 13, they hate your family. All right, now I'm not talking about disliking one or two people in your family. I'm talking they just don't like your family at all. Typically, when this happens, the person doing all of the disliking slash hating wants to isolate you from your family because they will see the bullshit that's going on and warn you. And they want to shut that down. All right. A lot of this is female manipulation as well. Keep that all in the back of your mind as well. 14, they are on head meds. Now, I know head meds are very common. And we had a one stat, like 1 in 4 women were on head meds of some type. And that stat is 12 years old. I would say it's moved up to 1 in 3. And then over half, like close to 60% of all liberal women under the age of 30 have a mental disorder of some type. Having an emotional or mental disorder is not conducive to a long, happy relationship. So my advice, when you're going through the whole dating thing, maybe you've been going out with her for a year, and all of a sudden you find out she's taking head meds, get the fuck out of there. Because more than likely, it will end in divorce court, and you will wind up being a wage slave. Next. 15 here, high dick stacking test. Now, there are studies out there when women go above a certain amount of sexual partners, their chances of pair bonding go way, way down. That number is somewhere between 4 and 10. So if you're going out with a woman who went to college, and she's, you know, trying to get you to do the full court press, you find out that, you know, she was in a sorority. I came up with the name Sorostitute for a reason, because a lot of those ladies in these sororities, they're whores. Straight up. All right, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm just going to tell you how it is. Don't wife that woman up, ever. Because I can almost guarantee you, especially when you look at the stats, you can Google them yourself, I'm not going to run them all down here, that you're looking at a big divorce and a financial crushing if you should go forward and wife up a woman who with a high body count. Just that simple. All right. 16 on this list. And I did a whole video called Recon the Mother. You need to check the mother out. And if she's toxic, you need to get the hell out of there. because she, more than likely, is going to be a carbon copy of her mother. You will then put yourself in this situationship, and then before you know it, the woman will be treating you exactly how her mother treated her father or significant others. All right. And if they're toxic, it's not going to take you anywhere good, man. Like I've said, I am not a relationship guy. I'm not here to give you advice on how to find these women or keep them. That's not my lane. I'm just telling you, as the men out there, I'm just giving you wholesome advice from a dude who's been there, done that, and almost paid the ultimate price.